Well, South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers and I were both on hand for the Advocates of the Year reception last week in West Columbia, and it was good seeing you, Commissioner, and it was really a nice evening, wasn't it?
You know, it was, Mike. It has become one of my favorite nights of the year, not only because getting to honor a couple of folks who really stand up for agriculture, but great chance to network with some people that, frankly, that's the one night a year I see them. Uh-huh. That's just the nature of our lives that we come and go so much. But a good gathering, good cause, the Advocates for Agriculture Foundation that we have, I think, really has served agriculture well. And the annual reception is the highlight of the year.
Well, it was certainly a highlight for me. I was so glad that I could be there. And let's talk about the two men that were honored as the Advocates of the Year. Let's start off on the public side.
Well, we do that. We do a public and a private. And our public advocate this year was Senator Thomas Alexander from up in Seneca, or I think he lives in Walhalla. So that corner of the state, as I call it, but he is the president of the South Carolina Senate, and with that has quite a bit of influence. But not only that, and that's not the reason we honored him. We honored him because over the years, he has stood up for our agricultural initiatives that we have advanced in the state house, been a strong voice for us, got connections to agriculture. I think a sister was in an apple farming business. But he does a lot of local projects that we've worked with him to support and enhance agriculture there in Oconee County. So just because of the things he's done really over the last 3 to 4 years, it was a good chance to recognize that by honoring him.
It is so important to have people in the state house that will recognize and stand up for agriculture. I know that you certainly appreciate that.
That I do. And again, when they understand what it takes to put agriculture on the table or on your back or over your head, wherever it ends up, it's really a great advantage to have, as you said, those people who understand the industry in key positions, so that they can understand quickly what we're wanting to do and how it will help farmers across South Carolina. So Senator Alexander has been a great example of that. That's why it was just an appropriate thing to do to recognize him.
And on the private side, someone that's been a part of agriculture in the Palmetto State for a long, long time was honored. Tell us about that.
Well, Danny Mixon came to South Carolina over 50 years ago and got into the seed business and formed Mixon Seed, which anyone from the lower part of the state in farming has probably bought seed from him or at least seen the Mixon Seed trucks up and down the highway moving seed all over the southeast, really, but all based there in Orangeburg. And beyond that, Danny's been recognized many times by governors and others for his contributions. But as you heard that night, just a great personal friend of mine for, gosh, at least 20 of those 40 years. Our children attended high school together. And we just had some great evenings over football games or basketball games and that type. So he and if we could have given it to both Danny and Debbie, that would have been just as appropriate. Debbie Mixon, Danny's wife, just worked side by side with him. They're just extremely hard workers and forward thinkers, just always thinking what could be done next to make more opportunities for farmers across the state, really.
Two outstanding individuals honored last Thursday night, Senate President Thomas Alexander and Danny Mixon of Mixon Seed. And it was a good time had by all. I was, again, glad I got a chance to meet them and to see you and your staff. Always a fun evening put on, and great leadership, of course, by Ronnie Summers, who oversees the Advocates for Agriculture. Altogether, one of the highlights of the year, as you said, and I certainly agree with you. I always enjoy being there.
Well, glad you were able to make it. It was good to see you, and see you at the next one, if not before.
Absolutely. With South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.